Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering God's favor.
And welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful, spiritual, and enlightening broadcast. We apologize for our last week's show, but for some reason, the numbers did not appear on the switchboard, and so I wasn't able to have you to speak and to air the show because I couldn't even get the host on the show. I understand that some of you did hear me talk, but I was just not able to reach you and get through to you. So this Sunday, everything seems to be working, and we are excited about bringing you a very, very interesting discussion today. The title of the show is Faith and Belief in the Unseen. You know, the things that people see every day, people tend to believe things are real. They also tend to believe that these things have lasting value. But these things are but a test of our faith. Our faith that the good and goodness of Allah is forever. This brings us to a surah in the Quran where the Creator says that all things that are with human beings in the material world will pass away. The Creator, Almighty God Allah, says all that's with Him will last or endure forever. So, true history is not black history, but the history of the beginning of the world as created by Allah, the Almighty God. History means the story of God, story of Allah. He created the story, life story. We know all stories have a beginning and an end. Life is also a journey. This journey has a destiny. The journey starts and the journey continues until the journey reaches its destiny. And the destiny is Almighty God Himself. For this Black History Month, I want the whole world to know that there is no such thing as black, white, or any other color history. History doesn't have a color. History has a story to tell. The story is the history of evil fighting to destroy the human soul. Thank you again. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, as we bring to you this Sunday morning the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today, our discussion will be on faith and belief in the unseen. I want to remind you that Imam Shahid Shabazz has been teaching now for over 40 years. He's known as a traveling minister, a traveling imam. He has traveled the Eastern Coast from North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and even Philadelphia, teaching the people about Islam, waking them up and asking the many questions they have had, curious questions that they have about God. So we want to thank you for such a man. Yeah, he's a vendor, and as he bends, he reaches many people who also want to know who this man is. They recognize him as not being an ordinary man, and they see him as being a man of God. So they start discussions to learn about exactly what his idea or who his idea of God is. I can see now, I don't know what happened. I was getting ready to call in Ma'am Shahid Chabal's on. I guess something happened. He has dropped, but now he's back on again, I see. So let me bring him on this time. I guess something happened. We are having these technical difficulties here, it appears here lately. So something must have happened to cause him to go off the air. Now we have him back on the air now. Imam Shahid Chabal, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I saw you went off for a minute there, but you're back on now. Okay, are you ready this morning for the great spiritual discussion that you're going to give us on faith and belief and the unseen?
Yes.
All right, my radio listening audience, I give to you now, Imam Shahid Chabal.
First of all, I want to say to all the listening people, humans, that I greet you. I want for you the peace of Almighty Allah that He intended for us to have for one another. And I greet you in that greetings of peace, and that is in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum. Today, I just want you to know, people of the earth, if you are really serious about understanding the purpose of life, you know, life has a purpose. And, you know, everything in life has a purpose, you know, and it has a plan. Nothing is created, you know, without purpose and plan. And in order to really get your life together, in order to know who you are and what your purpose is, and what your and to be able to plan for the future, you must know and understand the real purpose of life, human life. You see, this is, I'm taking my time. Bear with me, please. See, everything in creation has its own life that was given to it by its creator. The birds have their life, the horses, the sun, the moon, everything has its life and its functions. It had function meaning it has its purpose. The purpose of the sun is to give us oxygen, sunlight, and then so on, et cetera. So everything has a purpose in life, everything. And you look at most people today, and they walk around purposeless, just aimlessly. And even when they base their future plans and their future life, it don't go no further or don't go beyond this world. They say, I'm going to plan 20 years down the road, 30. They give it some figure, you know, like a number. And they say, I want to do this and I want to do that. But all of it's based in this world's life, which is a world that is not real. It is a world of illusion. Illusion. One of the things I want to share with you, too, in this talk is this. Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say, He said He created this world, a world of illusions to test our faith. He said this world is nothing but a magician. Think about that. Probably most of you never heard that in your life. This world is a magician. So we know what magician means. It means magic. It's a magical world. Well, what is magic? Magic is an illusion. When people are working magic on you, they're trying to deceive you. They're trying to trick you. So this world is nothing but one big deception, one big trick. The things you see in it, you think are good. Oh, you say, my car, it's a good car. Oh, my wife, she's a good wife. My husband, he's a good husband. Oh, look at all these good things, boy. Look at all this good money I got. And what are you talking about? Do you really understand what you're saying? You say, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm good. Yeah, I've done a lot of good yesterday. And, you know, I tell you, I just thank God for blessing me to be so good, to do so much good. And all of the good they're talking about is attributed to themselves. We, as human beings, we are no good. I know a lot of you probably wonder, what is he talking about? We are no good. The world we're living in is no good. If it was good, why is all this evil taking over the world? If we were good, why haven't we stopped this evil in the world? Because we're no good and we have no power to change things from bad to good on our own. We have a creator, people. This is my whole point I'm leading up to. We have a creator. If you look, just think about the word creator. That means one who has created a creation. Now, if he created the creation, he knows how that creation is supposed to operate. He knows how that creation is supposed to function. So everything in creation is functioning like it's supposed to, except man and woman. Why aren't we functioning like we're supposed to? Because the law says we think about ourselves as self-sufficient. Like we just came here. We didn't have no creator that created us. Even got people calling themselves gods and goddesses. And we know throughout history, people have worshipped idol gods. This ain't the first time this has happened. And what happened? Study history, people. Start studying history. Find out what happened to the people before you. Because there's nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself. You do the same thing they did, you're going to get the same results they got. Another thing I wanted to say is that this world is nothing. Now, I want you to understand, if you will with me, Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kitab Allah, the book of Allah, he said he created the world out of nothing. The heavens and the earth, out of nothing. So being that Allah created the heavens and the earth out of nothing, what is the heavens and the earth and everything in it? Nothing. So next time you think about yourself, know this here. Know that, say to yourself, I'm nothing. Yeah, I want you to say to yourself, I'm nothing. Next time you look at your pretty Mercedes-Benz or Lexus or car or 100 or 200 or 500 or a million or $1 billion home, say, I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. And the next, and listen, this is what I want you to think about too when you think about that. Say, what if I gain this whole world and lose my immortal soul? What have you gained? Nothing. The world is nothing. Your immortal soul is your life. Most people today are not thinking, you can tell they're not thinking about the real life because you see most of their attention is on the outside. It's on the outer things, material world. They're fascinated, excited about the material progress. You hardly hear anyone talking about the spiritual progress. You don't hardly hear anyone excited about the spiritual progress of man. And Allah said he will never change the condition of an individual, or he will never change the condition of the world until people change their souls. What do you mean by this? Allah made the world good. Allah made every human being good. And because we desire the evils of this world, we change our nature from good to bad. And Allah said he will never change our condition back to good from the bad that we've changed it into until we bring our hearts back to him and say these words I said, or Allah, or my creator, whatever you want to call the creator, you ain't but one. I have been unjust to my own soul. Please forgive me. Take my will and let thy will be done, not my will, and protect me from my will. And I want to say something else with that. I want to say this here. I'm like a second Muhammad Ali. Okay, I want to say this. The human will kills, but the Creator's will, we live in His will. We live in His will, Allah's will, and we kill following our own will. Following the will of Allah, we live. Following our will, we kill our own souls. This is the problem. Donald Trump ain't the problem. The problem is you following your own selfish will. That's the problem. And Allah will not change people until they understand that He didn't create us to be individuals, but He created us to be one. One united human family under one united creator. And all the rest of His creation is united, working together right now to help us. But we have to work in accord with all creation and all nature if we want to save this world from total self-destruction. And that is the unity of our Creator, the unity of Allah. So this world, people, doesn't have much time now. Allah created the world, He said, for justice, for just ends, and for a limited time. And we can see those times that the limited time He said is about up. He gave us signs when that those times will be here. And if you study and then you'd like to read, you can see all the signs are here. So why mess around? Why play with your immortal soul? That's something I want to say too. You know, we think things are real bad in this world, don't we? And they are. They are. They're more bad than I ever seen them in my little field of 60 years. Terrible. I mean, you can say, and not the real hell, but you can say this world right here is already, this is hell. We're living in, living through, not in, but living through, really. Because the real hell ain't came yet. So we still going through hell. Those who are living in hell, they going through hell to get to hell. And those who are living in heaven are living in heaven, even though they're in a hellish world, but they still living in heaven to get to heaven. Because no one has ascended up to heaven that weren't already in heaven when they was on earth. And no one goes to hell that weren't already in hell and died in hell when they was in this world. So with that, I'm going to just say peace just to start the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. You're listening to his radio broadcast, The Hour of the Creator, and he's speaking on faith and belief in the unseen. Here he comes again with a powerful discussion today for you. We want to thank him, and we want to also recognize those of you who are joining us and supporting us and listening this morning. If there's anything that you would like to say, any comment that you would like to make, push the #1 button on your phone. You will show up on our switchboard, and we would love to hear your comments, get some feedback from you as to what you think about the show, and pass the word on if you're enjoying it and you're receiving the information that you're looking for, the message that you're looking for. So I do see here that we have someone who's joined us. He's been in for a couple of minutes, so I don't know how much they've received at this point or if they would have a word to say. Now, to our listening audience, you don't have to make a comment unless you want to. But when your number shows up on our switchboard, we do bring you on the air so that you might, if you should have a comment to say, you're given a chance to do that. But you don't have to. Now, if you don't want to, you can just listen to Imam Shahid Shabazz and the message that he brings to you today. But right now I am looking at a number that I'm going to bring up. I don't know whether you want to come in at this time or come in a little later. But we will bring you on to see. That number is 443-704-4993. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Judy Sevilla, Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, Judy, assalamu alaikum.
Well, good to hear
your voice again. How are you doing this morning?
Well, your husband.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm glad to hear your voice and you're out the hospital.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate your prayers. All of those who prayed for me.
Okay.
Yes. So how are you enjoying the show? Are you enjoying the show so far?
So far, I might make a comment later.
Okay, Judy, thank you so much. That's one of our beautiful sisters in Islam, one we've known for a long while. She's really like a part of the family, so to speak. Judy Sabir, and we always love to have her on, especially those who we know as family. And we hope that you just sit and listen and enjoy the show. And any comment at any time, we will get back to you, Judy, a little later. Let me see if we have anyone else on. We have someone here now, but I don't think they received too much information from the show. They just came on. That is a 202 number, but I'm going to let them listen a little more as the ma'am continue with the discussion to exactly what the discussion is today. And now I bring to you again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, people. My beautiful audience, bear with the old man patiently. He did just get out of the hospital. I thank you, sister, for just reminding me of that, because since I've been out, I've been thinking I've been out all the time. But that's just my faith. I had wrote something here I want to share with you all if I can. It's not long, so, you know, it won't take up too much time. It says, Allah created a world of illusions and put man and woman and Satan, evil, in this world. This world is not real. Things in this world are not real. They are a test of people's faith in Allah, in the unseen world of truth and Allah's reality. The history, again, the history of the world began with nothing. So if the history of the world began with nothing, then what is this world, people? That's a question. What is this world? But nothing. It's nothing. It was created from nothing. So anything that was created from something, that's its origin. So the origin of this world is nothing. That's why it's passing away. There is a saying, what have a man, it says, gained? If he gained the whole wide world and lose his soul? And, of course, the answer we all know is nothing, because the world is nothing, and the man's soul is everything. It's immortal. It's forever, the soul of man. The life of man is a soul, you see? And it's immortal. Yes. Okay, we'll move right along here slowly. And the soul's journey is beyond relativity. This world is limited and cannot go beyond space and time. So Allah says in his book, Quran, he created this world and everything in it, only for a limited time. Allah also says in the Holy Quran, he created the world for a limited time. So this world is ending. Nothing can stop it. Everything Allah created with a purpose. Everything in creation serves a purpose. except man and woman. The purpose of life and creation is to worship and serve Allah. So you don't have to wonder about that no more, people, if you don't know, if you didn't know. By doing this, serving and worshiping Allah, by doing this and doing this, subhanAllah, it works for the good of the whole of Allah's our plan and purpose. Forgive me, I'm just taking my time here. But in other words, what I'm saying is by everything in creation working together and serving Allah's purpose, which is good, this is the purpose Allah created creation. He said he created people and nations and tribes that we might get what? To know each other and not despise each other. And Allah says in the Quran over and over again, he loves those who do good. You see, he loves those who do good. And he says in the Quran, this is not our material wealth that will bring us closer to him in degrees. It is our faith in good deeds. Allah made all creation good. Again, the true nature of all creation, it's good. Good means godlike. Can we say the world today is godlike? You answer this. I won't answer that for you. So, our Creator gave us a will to be free. But the purpose of our will is to live in his spiritual reality. Because the outer world, the material world, is dead, lifeless, which we cannot see Allah, so we can not live outside. Our life that Allah gave us is inside of us. It's in our soul. It's unseen, like Allah. Yes. And this life is our soul. So people, stop trying to find peace, happiness, and satisfaction in things that are dead, that's lifeless. They can't give you life. They can't give you peace. The only reality is Allah, and Allah is inside of us. Your hearts, Allah says in the Quran, your hearts, Allah say, in his final revelations in the Quran, he said, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Allah made the human heart. Then he put some of his ruh, his spirit, into the human heart. When he did this, he gave the human heart everlasting life, because Allah is everlasting. So the life of the human being is not temporary. It's everlasting. This life you are in is temporary. Real life never ends. This world and everything in it is ending fast. All life and in and of this world will soon end. Excuse me. These are not my words, people, but your Creator, Allah's words. Self-will kills. As I said again, self-will kills, but in Allah's will we live. So before it is too late, why not ask Allah to take your will and let his will become your will? Okay, we just about finished here. In fact, we're finished. So we're going to stop right there and allow someone else to comment if they want to comment, and let the co-host give some comments too, and don't let me do all the talking. And if you something you disagree with or whatever, let me know, and we'll try to straighten it out. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, you're listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And he's bringing you to you this morning a beautiful discussion on faith and belief in the unseen. Belief in the unseen, not the seen, the unseen. So, I want to say to you, our listening audience, that as you listen to our broadcast today, we pray that you will receive words of upliftment, inspiration, and enlightenment to feed and nourish the spiritual soul. We're so thankful to have you here. What we want is the feedback and participation from you, because it's not Imam Shahid Shabazz's show or Islam Abdullah's show. It is your show. It's for you. And it's for you to gain knowledge about, and it's for you to have understanding and wisdom that you can carry and share with others. Questions that you might have asked that you that are in you that you just don't know, and you're questioning and wondering about, we want you to come out. Bring it out. This is what it's for. This is what the discussion is for. And let's see if we can get some understanding for you. So I'm going to call here another number that's been on for a while now, and that's a 202 number. It's 202-422-8269. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My name is Michelle Carr, and I'm from Washington, D.C. Yes, I tuned in today because my understanding is that something that the minister said was that everything in this world is dead. But my understanding from the church that I go to is that we're in God's army, and we're like on a battlefield of like we're in the army of God, and we're fighting, and the more that we learn His word, the victorious we become. Do you believe that?
Absolutely, ma'am. I absolutely know that to be a fact. I mean, our strength is in the word of God. In fact, I will share this with you if I can, and I hope this will help your question too. Almighty God says in the Quran, His final revelation, He say, all the good that comes to us in this world come from Him. All good come from God. And He said, all the bad that happens to us come from our own self. We know we have free will. He said He tests us also with good and evil. And you're right. This is a battlefield of life. And the battle is not a physical battle. They're fighting all these wars. That's just a distraction. The real war is the war between evil and the human being's soul. Evil wants to destroy our soul because evil had a chance to be good. And evil blew his chance. Man wants us to blow our chance to be good on this earth. We got a chance to redeem ourselves on this earth, like you say, in the army of God. But you got an army of the enemy, too, on this earth.
Exactly.
You got an army. You follow me? And so you got to be, Whitney Houston said, you got to put on the whole armor of God. And you can't fight this battle unless you submit your whole heart and your whole will to Almighty God, because He is our strength. And another thing I want to say is to the your comment is that, you know, a lot of people, and even I used to in my ignorance, in my spiritual growth, think that the battle against evil was ours as human beings. No, it's not. The battle against evil is God. God has already won the battle. All we got to do is obey God, and we have the victory. That's what I want to say. We are, and in our faith, our soldier of God is called a mujahid. And mujahid is just an Arabic word that means soldier of Almighty God.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to let you know that this is my beautiful sister who attends a program that we have here. We call it the Seasons, a Seniors Program, where we are receiving professional training and skills. And for those of us who want to go back into the field of work out there in the community and start again to working on a job, you know. And so we are being prepared, since we have been out for a while, to return to work in the best way, in the most professional way. And I am really enjoying Michelle's cousin. She's a beautiful person, and I thank God. I thank Allah for blessing her and bringing her into my life. She's a joy to have for a friend, very humble, very sweet. And I want to let everyone know, Michelle, about you, because that's for real. That's exactly what you are to me. And thank you so much, Michelle. Just stay tuned. I'm going to call someone else now. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
But I would like to ask Michelle, did I answer your question, Michelle?
What did you say? Repeat that.
I was asking you, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You just kind of reaffirmed what I believe. But, you know, sometimes when I read the Bible, if I don't speak it, it seems like it never soothes my soul. So sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, sometimes I have to, you know, just say things out loud to myself, and that kind of strengthens me. Do you believe that?
Yes, I can believe that because the relationship with Almighty God is personal. He's inside of you, and you're going to understand Him, and He's going to He already knows us. But God, Almighty God, said He loved those who understand that He's everywhere. He's in you. My mother used to say, "You don't have to go to church." She said, "The church is in you," and also that's where you're going to find God. That He's in you. He created every person and thing. He created with a direct relationship with you, so you don't have to go nowhere. When you want to talk to God, you want strengthening, all you got to do is be sincere, and you start talking to God. Somebody asked me the other day, said, "Do you actually hear God?" I said, "Yeah." You be still and take your mind and your focus off this whole unreal world and yourself too, you can hear God. You'll be in His world then. As well as in your mind and in your soul. So that's all I wanted to say. But we'll talk some more.
Okay. Yes, Michelle, just stay tuned and all, and we'll get back to you. We do have another listener that I want to bring on now. This person has been on for a while, too. It's 347-423-5297. 347-423-5297. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, I go by Sankofa. And I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Welcome to have you on, Long Island.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, is there any comment that you would like to make? Are you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I am in total agreement with the message, and that's only because I've experienced it. I can't speak about things that I have not yet experienced. So I know exactly what the message is giving out and what it's radiating, and it resonates with how I live my life. You know, my best relationship, my ultimate relationship is with the divine that is within me. Outside of that, everything else comes with that. You know, if I happen to come across someone whom I may have an issue with, I have to always go back within myself, because everything begins and ends with me. And
that's right.
My relationship with the divine. So as I continue to cultivate that and adore that and just be in love with that, all else shall follow with that. You know,
that's
goodness
right.
And mercy
that's right.
Will accompany me. It
will. Sure will.
It has to. Yes.
It's a promise. It can't fail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just love what you're saying. I don't mean to be cut, but I'm just so excited to have a guest on with this type of love and admiration for the divine creator inside of us and His goodness, grace, and glory, and how we should praise Him and adore Him so much. And if we try to get to know Him, we do ourselves the greatest injustice in the world by not trying to get to know our divine creator inside of us.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
So I'm not going to cut you. You go ahead on. I'm
no,
enjoying
I mean, okay, but that has, you know, that is my life, and it didn't happen overnight. I had to grow into it, you know.
That's
it's
right.
Just like, you know, just being in a relationship with somebody, you have to get to know them.
You sure do.
No different. So
It's no different.
And as I began to cultivate my relationship with the divine, I also began to take on those aspects of the divine. So
that's right.
When I look at the world, I see the world through the eyes of God.
Beautiful.
Through God. So, you know, and in doing that, all things are working together just for the good.
That's right. This is true.
All things are working together. So, you know, if God is for me, who can be against me? No man.
No one. No woman. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's correct. Nothing.
So, to God be the glory. All praises to Allah.
All praises due to Allah for having you on the show today. You brought some new life on the program, and I'm excited. And you wouldn't think a man like me just come out of the hospital with heart, condition. But ain't nothing wrong with my soul. and I'm certainly enjoying this program. See, and God always picked me up. I didn't know about this time because it was a hard condition, but that shows you that the Spirit of God is the healer of our mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely, sir.
And,
absolutely.
You know, and it sustains
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
God is not only our creator, but he's our sustainer.
Absolutely.
In every aspect of your life, if you don't have God to sustain you, you will fail.
You will fail, yeah.
And I want to share this with the audience because this is something somebody shared with me not too long ago, and I think it's so beautiful, in this, especially in the United States of America, and this is Black History Month. All you blacks that want to get a Ph.D. and think that if you get your Ph.D., oh, I'm going to be closer like the slave master. I'm going to be accepted by the slave master. Or I'm going to be one of his. I'm going to be a house Negro. I'm just going back in slavery a little bit because this is Black History Month. But I want to say to you all that if you got your PhDs out of these institutionalized slave so-called schools of the white man, you have nothing but been bamboozled, as Malcolm X said. You've been deceived. You've been hoodwinked. A PhD, a true PhD, is proper human development. You can't get that in school. You get that by getting in touch with the divine reality of your creator inside of you and cultivate that relationship, as this sister from the New Yorker said, cultivate that relationship like you do a God and like you do your baby when you're raising your baby. You nourish your baby. You cultivate your baby. Until that baby can get up to where it can do for itself. So you have, and even in a relationship, like the sister said, you have to communicate in order to have a strong relationship. In fact, if you don't communicate, you're not going to have no relationship. Because communication is two people or two beings communicate. Communication is the key. And see, why am I saying this? We as a people, black African Americans, we've been cut off from our history. We've been cut off from the knowledge of who we really are. We're looking at white people like they some gods, and black man and black woman was the first man and woman created over in the motherland. And all people come from them. So the mother and father of civilization is the black man and the black woman. And all of these here modern so-called civilization, modern technology, all this, do you know that stuff started with black people in Africa thousands of years ago? There's three DVDs. I'm in here burning some now called Hidden Colors. I would like to suggest to all of you and tell your friends, get those DVDs. They're some of the most profound DVDs we've ever had since we've been slaves, so-called slaves here, and most of us are still slaves in the hells of North America.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to add that in. You know, that's all.
Thank you. And thank you, our beautiful sister from New York. We certainly have enjoyed the feedback that you've given to us. We're going to continue here now. I see we do have another person. I believe this person was the one who came on at first and didn't have much to say. We're going to call this person back in case they have a comment this time. This is the 443-704.
And barbecue sauce
today. Yes. Okay. Yes. Are you ready
this time? That's it.
Get the big thing in off season. And give me some chocolate chip graham crackers.
Okay.
I believe this person doesn't realize they're on the line again, the air. So we'll get back to them a little later. At the time, I believe they're having a conversation with someone else. Can you hear us? We have you on the air again.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. At this time, they're having a conversation with someone else, so we will go on. And if I'm listening, I had been reading and studying the Quran last night, and it started me to really think about people, about life, and how we take this life for granted as though it's really real, as Imam Watson, Imam Shahid Shabazz says, you know. We want to believe that all we see is real, but it's not. What is real is the unseen. And most of us spend all our time, money and time, in the so-called higher institution of learning, many of our people, to get knowledge. And what kind of knowledge, you know? And for what? What we should be trying to get is the skills and trade that you want to help you sustain yourself and be useful with your life. The knowledge of this world is nothing but deceptive, diluted, and false. To keep you in the dark, wandering to and fro, and still questioning who you are, why you are, and whose you are. What is your purpose? These are questions that even after you go into college and get all those degrees, you still come back asking the same question. So what kind of knowledge did you get? The real knowledge is the knowledge that leads you to the higher things in life. Your spiritual knowledge, which comes from spiritual insight, from your connection with the Almighty God. As the sister was saying, and Imam Shaheen Shabazz said, it's within. It's in us, in our connection, our communication with our Creator, our individual communication. And the more we seek His knowledge that He has, when He put us on earth, He didn't put us on earth and not tell us what He wanted us to do, how He wanted us to live our life, and what was best for us. He, all of this information He gave to us, and He sent prophets to remind us of how to live the proper way, His way. But yet, most people rejected that. Most civilizations rejected of life that the Creator had for them to live. They didn't want to think about growing within themselves. No. They saw themselves as a God. So we are all one human family of varying grades of intelligence, taste, and appreciation, and from different civilizations. He made us different so that we might get to know one another, not despise and war with one another. And then I was reminded of Solomon. And reading about Solomon, I came across a statement where he said, we must continue to recognize that our favors and gifts of knowledge and wisdom come from the Almighty God alone. And we must give praise, thanks, and gratitude to Him continuously. Solomon would always ask for God to help him to be or make him grateful for the favors He bestowed upon him and his parents. He sought to use them in a way that would please his Creator, the Almighty God. He wanted to use them in an upright and just way where he wanted to be the most pleasing to his creator. And that's how we're supposed to be. And Solomon was one of our most wise prophets. And God blessed him with a great kingdom to rule over because of his dedication to him and his will. People, this is what we are all about, our faith and our belief in the unseen. As you remember, Yahid Shabazz is teaching today, and we want to get back to him now and let him continue with this discussion. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you.
As you were talking, I was reflecting. And I was reflecting on some very, very powerful symbols in nature. One of those powerful symbols that I was reflecting on in nature is water. You see, you got earth, wind, fire, water. These are the elements in our creation. You see, and the strongest element in our creation is water. Let me speak a little bit about the nature of water as it relates to our life. Water purifies itself. Running water purifies itself. Why running water? Because life is continuous movement. Once life stops, it dies. So in our life as human beings, once we stop communicating with our Creator, once we stop devoting ourselves to our Creator and striving to understand and do and carry out His divine plan and purpose, we die. How do we die? Am I talking about a physical death? No. We die the real death, mental and spiritual. You have a world full of people walking around dead and don't even know it. Their life is stagnant. Why? Because they don't have no food for their soul. It's one thing to have food for your mind. You can get knowledge and feed your mind, like the sister said, but what kind of, if it ain't the right knowledge, it ain't going to feed your mind. It's going to deteriorate your mind. It's going to destroy your mind. You know, you got true knowledge and you got false knowledge. So what I want to say is that life itself is base. It's the foundation of life. It's base. It's created in good morality. God created life, as I said in the beginning, Allah, the Creator, and He created the life good. When He put His divine spirit in that body, after He created that body, it made that body good, that nature in the human body good. So our life is in goodness. And you got all these people out here thinking things supposed to change when America done legalized same-sex marriage. Men marrying men, women marrying women. They're also done legal. And matter of fact, America done legalized just unlawlessness, period. I said it with somebody the other night. I used to look at a movie growing up called The Wild Wild West. That was something about America. This is the wild, wild west. You can break the law and do anything you want to do in this country until you get caught. And there's another saying I like to say about the government in particular, and Donald Trump being the president, this really fits. It says the government hates stealing. The government said don't steal because it hates competition. So the biggest thieves, the biggest murderers, the biggest liars is the government of the United States. Why am I saying this? Because it's true. So now that God has shown you that you got a president in there now, that then openly 20 years ago let you know what he stands for, and you still voted for him, so whatever happens to you, he ain't in there to do no good for you. And I'm not putting him down by saying this. He done already let you know what he stands for. I can respect a man or a person. I ain't say like him or love him. I say I can respect him as long as they tell the truth. If you're a liar, then tell me you're a liar, and I'll leave you alone. If you're a good person, tell me you're good, and then I'll support you. The man done told you what he's all about. Now, if you're looking for a politics to save you, hey, you done had it. So when you can't turn the politics for to help you, you can't turn the education to help you, you can't turn to corporate America to help you with jobs, then what have you got left? You don't have a life. So who do you have to turn to if you want to survive? Americans, not just blacks. You have to turn back to the one who is the creator, the sustainer, the controller, and the ruler of the heavens and the earth. All he has to do when he wants something done, he don't have to do like Donald Trump. He don't have to gamble. All he has to do is say, coon, fly your coon. Be, and it is. Donald Trump got to gamble. So you going to put your life in the hands of a gambler? Or you going to put your hands or your life in the hands of the creator who can't fail? He can do everything but fail. And all things are possible with him. And when he wants something done, all he got to do is say, coon, be, and it's done. So I just want you to understand that this program is about waking up you to the realities that you've been that's been hidden from you by slavery, black people and people in general. And as for black people, since they gave us so-called one Black History Month, that's an insult to our intelligence, our integrity. I will not accept it. You're a fool if you accept it. Any black person. Do you know history began with black people? Adam and Eve was black. Civilization was built by black people. And you're going to accept 1 month for these white people and Jews to recognize a month for you as even having the history? Our history don't go no further than a month. You was a fool to accept that. Black history month is world's history. It begins history. And guess what? Not only do it begin history, it ends history. Everything came out of darkness, and guess what? It's going back into darkness and go right back into the light in the world of Almighty God Allah when it leave here. Huh? Yeah, there's light on the other side. We go out today, the sun's shining beautiful, ain't it? In a lot of places, that ain't the real light. The light for you and I is the light of understanding of the world of Almighty God Allah. The light of the mind. Turn the lights of your mind on. Bring the real human being back in your body. What is that real human being? Then we can stop the killing. Then we can stop the homosexuality. Then we can stop the lesbianism. Stop all this perversion, molesting children, having sex with animals. All this horrific stuff we're doing. We're doing because we're out of touch with our true godly nature. Bring that godly nature back in your body. How do you do it? By just simply being sincere and saying, I'm tired of all of this here misery that this sin has got in my life. The wages of sin is death, and the gift of Almighty God is eternal life. You choose which one you want. But I say this, you don't have much longer to choose because Almighty God Allah is here now, and he's watching you vigilantly, and he's getting ready to execute a plan that Donald I started to say Donald Duck, but you know, the president and all his so-called 5 or 6 or 7 families of rich people who think they control the world, he's got a plan for them. They think they're going to destroy most of the people in the world and they're going to still be around here and it's going to be their little heaven on earth. Well, it says in the Quran, Allah, man plan and Allah plans and Allah is what? The best of planners. So I just want to put that in there and give somebody else a chance to talk. Because I'm a talk and I love to talk, speaking the truth. Peace.
Peace. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Again, you're listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Faith and Belief in the Unseen. And pray that you are enjoying this Sunday's discussion. And that you can relate to what is being taught, and you can go back and share with others what you have learned today. Again, too, I'm going to bring back on the guests now to see if they might have another comment that they would like to make. Michelle, I believe, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there a comment, anything at this time that you would like to say?
No.
All right. Thank, are you enjoying the discussion this Sunday?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Well, you may continue to listen. I'm going to try our guest from New York here. She might have a little more feedback or even a question. If you have a question to ask, feel free to comment, questions and all. As I said, this is not our show, but your show. It belongs to all of us. And so it's like we're having a family discussion. All right. My apologies. I couldn't remember your name, so my husband called me in New York. Could
yes,
you give me your name
I,
again? Well,
I go by Sankofa.
Sankofa? Oh, okay. That's the school my daughter went to. African school, African school they have here, African Corporate School, that my youngest daughter went to in D.C. Called Sankofa.
Yeah.
It's so nice to meet with you and have this beautiful, wonderful discussion with you today. Is there anything else that you would like to say at this time?
Well, I'm trying not to say.
No, it's
take your time. Take your time.
I enjoy speaking the truth too. It's like, you know, living water just coming out of my mouth. Can't stop it.
Uh-oh.
You know, you have to
right,
speak
all
it.
Right. We need more people
but,
like you.
Yeah, but going back to what the elder said, I didn't get his name. The elder was
my
saying
name.
About the people. Yes, sir.
My name is Shahid.
Shahid.
Yeah, Imam Shahid.
Imam Shahid. Okay, going back to what Imam Shahid stated in regards to the PhD and the slave mentality and all of that, it's a mentality, you know. And when I was listening to you, I was thinking about the mind, the mortal mind and the immortal mind. Two different mindsets. The immortality thinks about the things of higher consciousness, the intelligence, you know, of all that is and all that will ever be. Why the mortal mind concentrates on the external and the materialistic things of the world. What has happened is that we as a people have been distracted from the immortality of who we are.
That's
right. To go outside of ourselves. So now we've become slaves to the thing that is outside of us and no longer bonded to the thing that is within.
That's
so,
correct.
You know. And because of the conditioning is so deep, it takes, you know, you have to remove one layer after another layer, you know, because it's so deep, everything is layered down.
It sure
down.
Is. It's layered down. And, you know, on the movie, excuse me, did I cut you?
No, sir, Shahid.
Yeah, no, but you're right. See, there's layers of lies. See, it's just like this right here. In our life, I'm quite sure, I don't know, but I think so, that at some point everybody probably have heard this, the saying, if you start lying, you got to tell another lie to cover up that lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, because if you don't keep telling the lies, eventually people are going to see the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the truth is going to prevail. So you got to keep the law, telling lies. And so what, well, you know what I call the slavery in America, for us as African-American, it's institutionalized slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just make us slaves to help build up America, but they had seen the glory. They had seen the greatness and the glory and the power of us as a people, the Europeans had in Africa. And they was like, they were shadows of us, just like Cain was shadows of Abel. And they killed his brother Abel. And so they didn't just want to see our slaves physically. They wanted to see our slaves perpetually because they was jealous of us. They didn't want us to never rise. They feared us rising to where they seen we were when they went over to Africa 1,000 years ago. They didn't want us to rise up like that no more. We were Muslims. that was the prominent continent in the world. It still really is in terms of our minerals and resources, natural resources, but not no more in terms of the unity and the strength in the Muslims, which is dominates the whole, most of the continent of Africa, because they are divided. And the weapon that the European and the Jews and the British, the colonialism, the weapon that they use, it was a lie. That's their greatest weapon, is a lie. You remember
right.
when Mitt Romney was running against some president, I think President Obama and Hillary Clinton, and he was in a secret room, and he was in there, and he was telling lies about black people. And they caught him on camera. They got what's called a secret service. Why is it secret? If it's going to make up the people, by the people, for the people, why you got secrets you hiding from the people? You got secrets because you're doing things against the people you don't want the people to know about. That is against the people. So, you know, they have blurred up their lives in a way where you have to unlearn layer at a time. It's just like I'm a cook. And you want to make a little cake, you got to get that one layer right first. You can't mess it up. You got to get that one layer right, then you put on that second layer. You start that second layer. So they have layered their lives, and in order to get them unlayered, you have to really do your research. You have to be consistent in your study.
Absolutely.
And you have to spend a lot of time alone doing inward spiritual research within your own self, too.
Absolutely.
Lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lots of it. So
yep.
I just want to comment to that, and I love your mind and your spirit. And we need minds and spirits like you in our race, not only in America, but in the world. But we're dealing with America now because you start at home and then spread abroad. We got to get straightened out at home in America, then we can spread abroad and help our other brothers and sisters. But we can't help nobody until we help ourselves first. Freedom begins with you. Free yourself, and then you can be a sign of freedom for everybody else. And you don't even have to own your mouth. Freedom ain't something that you talk. Freedom is a way of life you live.
Right.
You know, you either living in bondage or you living in freedom. My son is incarcerated right now, but guess what? He's free. He might be behind some bars, but his spirit and his mind is free. So freedom of the mind, freedom of the soul, requires consistent studying and seeking knowledge of the reality of the things you cannot see.
Right.
The unseen
right.
inside of you. That's all I want to say at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Again, you're listening to his radio, Sunday radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is faith and belief in the unseen. And we want to ask you to please, if you're enjoying the talk show today, pass the word. Let your friends and family know, and come again next week and every Sunday from 10:30 to 11:15. You're not required to stay on. It's up to you whether you want to stay on through the show or not. We would love to have you if you do stay on. It makes it that much more exciting. We do have here, again, I want to give this person a chance. I don't know whether they're still talking to someone, but we're going to try again and see if they would like to come on and have a comment to make now. That number is the 443-704-4993. Good morning, and are you ready now to join us?
Yes, I am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is for the imam. You teaching us to obey the law and do what we had to do, and I want you to do the same to yourself. You came out the hospital, and you admit you had not rest. Take it easy. So can you please slow down a little bit?
I appreciate you, and I love you, and may Allah bless you for your beautiful encouragement. But you know, Allah, when I was born, He created me. He created me. I said I came out of the womb talking. I came out talking. So, you know, I'm going to have to work on it, but I will work on it.
Okay.
That's and you know, knowing him like I do, knowing him like I do, I'm inclined to believe that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we need somebody, sister, in this world to speak out. You know, back in the 60s, we used to speak out, at least Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Huey Newton, the Black Panthers, Angela Davis, Elijah Muhammad, Walt D. Muhammad. We had people speaking out. But now you don't have hardly any black people speaking out. Most black people now in positions to help black people, they're not black leaders. They're black stockbrokers. They're just working for the man to get more money so they can try to live a better life in the material world. They don't give a damn about the black community. And,
uh-huh.
you know, and they have the money and the resources to help bring our community out. It don't take a whole lot of money from one person to get a huge corporation going. It takes a whole lot of people working together and putting in what little money you can. That's how President Obama won the election. It wasn't what he didn't have billionaires giving him money. He had a lot of people in the street. And all of that, putting all of the money together. And we know, of course, it wasn't just the money. It was divine intervention because they never wanted no black men in the White House. That ain't called the White House for nothing. You know? That ain't the Black House or the Blue House. It could have been called the Pink House or the Red House. Why they call it the White House? Because they want you to know this white America. And Donald Trump is really letting you know, it's back. We done brought it back. We got our white America back. You know? So I'm glad he's in there because he has awakened the consciousness of black people to the reality that they've been sleeping on. Thinking that they're free. Thinking they're free. How can you be free when you don't own a black business in your neighborhood? How can you be free when you can't even get along with your own people? You hate your own people. You hate yourself. I heard one man say on TV one time, he cried. And I really felt for the man because I didn't hold that against him because, I mean, I knew he was ignorant. He was crying on one of these talk shows. He said, I'm so sad and I hate God for making me black. God knows he made a mistake. He should have made me white. I ain't supposed to be black. I'm supposed to be white. Now, that is the epitome of self-hatred.
Yes.
Of self-hatred. And I don't hold that against a young man. America's full of black people like that. Muslims, non-Muslims, full of them. And how do a person, you know what a person believes? Not by what they say, by their actions.
Yeah.
You know, their conduct, their behavior. And you know, sister, believe you me, I thank you for what you said, but this is Almighty God. He's doing this right here, and I don't feel bad. And I thank God. I just got strong faith, and I want to help free my people. So he just uses me like this here. And
okay.
he gave us, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but I appreciate what you said. And what do you have to say? I want to hear from you.
Well, only thing I have to say is that the Quran tells us that we had to obey all the law. And that's good for my Christian friends, too. They had to obey what the Bible say and the man-made law. Long as it doesn't conduct or go against the rule of God. And if more human beings would do that, the world would be a much better place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, law is very important, as what you're saying, because, you know, we are created as human beings in law. whether we know it or not. Allah said in the Quran that He created us in three veils of darkness. And He said in the Quran He created us in stages. Stages and veils. Stages is nothing but laws, as it said, Sister said from New York, layers. Everything is under law. And what law does is what? Keep order. You don't have order. I mean law. You don't have no order. Just like you were saying to me. Just like you were saying to me, take it easy. You were telling me follow the law and order now. You know God gave you a body. Don't overexert that body. And there's no one to stop. That's law and order. I respect that. But we have to do that in every aspect of our life.
Yeah.
Or else
we'll
destroy ourselves. So, you know, I thank everybody that's been on. It's been a beautiful program. I'm glad Allah, the Creator, did let me talk because, you know, I enjoy, you know, communicating with my brothers and sisters and anybody. Well, I don't deal with color. I deal with the soul, the spirit of man. This program is about the spirit of man, not religion, the spirit of mankind. That's what we're missing in the world today is soul, spirit. You got a lot of people, they got a movie out now that they made famous called Zombies. Say you're doing the same thing every day, day in and day out. Don't it make you feel like your life is worthless, empty? And don't you feel like a zombie? And then people start turning into zombies. Well, that's the devil laughing at us, saying, "I done really made y'all into zombies because I got y'all more interested in the material world and not interested in the real life, which is inside of you, your soul." You ain't even thinking no more. You're just walking around like a machine, a robot. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I got to go to work. I got to work my 8 hours. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. Without even thinking, just reacting. Thinking people are people that make changes for the better. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinking people are people who make changes for the better. Allah says He's got signs in His whole creation and in ourselves. If we would think, it would teach us how to live our life as He intended for us to live. Christian, whatever you want to call yourself. But if you ain't thinking, you can't understand. How can you understand if you don't have a mind? And how can you have a mind if you don't have a soul? And when we forget God, whoever you want to call Him, because they're the one creator, when you forget Him, you forget your own soul. So that means you forget your own life. And guess what? He said, when you do that, you will fall to the lowest of the low in moral degradation. And we see that. And other animals don't have animals with the same sex. You can't procreate like that. That's nature. But you got human beings. I seen a movie the other night. And this lady went to this lady's house, and they was about people. This man was raping people. He was a serious raper. And they was trying to help people recover from that. And this black lady was working for the FBI. And she was telling this lady, say, don't kill the man that killed your daughter. See, that ain't going to bring her back, and you're going to spend time and the rest of your life. They ain't going to care why you did it. They're going to just say you did it, and you're going to do it the rest of your life. So she said, come over to my house, and I'll talk to you. And she went over to her house, and guess what? She had her white girlfriend up in the house. Trying to raise the level. So I said, my God, how can you straighten out wrong with wrong? How can you tell somebody what's right and you ain't doing what's right?
Right.
And children follow and people follow by example. Now that little boy was so innocent. I felt for him. I said, now look at him. That's a little boy to grow up to be a, he's supposed to grow up to be a man one day, a leader. How can he grow up? And this is what the little boy said. The lady say, your mother at home? And then she called her name. And the little boy say, which one?
Yeah.
In other words, we thought he had two mothers. So we have to really change the education in America and the world, but start with America.
Mm-hmm.
And the education I'm talking about is spiritual education.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't academics. It's spiritual education. And that's what I'm dedicated to. I die. That's why I'm on this show. I'm dedicated to waking up people, if it ain't but one person, to the spiritual education of their creator, because a picture is worth a thousand words, and one man, one person can change the whole course of the whole world's history. One man did it 1,400 years ago by the name of Mustafa Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. The world was in dark ages like it is now, and because that man was revealed the final revelations of Allah, and he taught La ilaha illallah, that there's only one God for all people. And God is not a stone or a stick or an idol or something that you can see or touch or feel. God ain't a piece of clay that you can drop on the ground and he crumble to pieces. And you try to pick him up and put him back together. God is the one that created all these things. And that one God concept, he taught that. And they tried to kill him, but he kept teaching it. And kept teaching it, and the power in that concept, it restored the world to civilization, civilized thinking again. And that's the only way we're going to come back to civilized thinking is by understanding that the Creator is one. I don't know if anybody is trying to talk, but if you want to say something, you got it.
My apologies here. I didn't cut them off once they had spoken, and I think we have someone on who doesn't realize they're on. I'm going to go now. We do have another person who has been on for a while that I hadn't gotten to, and I want to give her a chance. I think I know who this one is. The number is 202-674-3183. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Is this Nafisa?
Oh, salam alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I apologize for just tuning in. I did hear about the people, about they didn't want to be black and all that. But inshallah, I am proud to be a black woman and, you know, having the faith of the one creator, Allah. And that, inshallah, I wish I was darker. Because black is beautiful, you know. And like I said, I just tuned in, and I apologize again. But alhamdulillah, what I just turned into was very, very, you know, educational for any man or woman or child, because they need to know that it's not what you look like on the outside, like you said, brother. It's about the knowledge that you have in the inside that can portray who you will be and who you are, because we are all human beings. And
that's,
you know,
right.
like I tell my grandchildren, they want to be out here on fashion. Fashion is not what make you, it's what comes out of you, you know, mentally, that's going to make a person, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, basically that's all I have to say right now. And I appreciate hearing what I did here, you know.
Well, you
and
said a whole lot.
Yes, salam alaikum, Sister Isla, and, you know, peace and blessings to everyone that listens to this show and pass the knowledge on. Don't just listen and don't pass it on. We have to pass it on and make it grow.
That's right.
Thank you, sister.
Yes,
thank you, ma'am. God bless you for that.
You're welcome, because
those were great comments, sister, great. Don't take them lightly. That's great. What everybody's saying is great. I mean, we've been dead. We've been dead as a people. Now it's time. This is our last chance to come to life again.
Now. Yep. Like I said, I wish I had heard the rest of the program. But like I said, things was going on in my home. But, you know, I just tuned in because my phone was on charge and I didn't have it on.
Well, you didn't miss anything. You got everything that we said in you already, in your mind and your heart and soul, because I know you personally, you didn't miss anything.
ma'am. You see it this way. You got what Allah wanted you to get from it, you know. You are on time. On Allah's time, all right? And we thank you for just joining, supporting us like you do. No reason for you to regret not. We've had a beautiful discussion, beautiful sister from New York, Judy. If you remember Judy Sabir, she's been on, and we've just been enjoying the conversation today with everybody, with our guests. So we're just glad to have you among us. And, you know, anytime you're welcome. If you don't feel like talking, just listen, because I know sometimes you're not that well either. You've been in and out the hospital here lately. But we don't want you to overdo either.
Oh, that's okay, because you know what? It's all about love. Allow us to do and be in a certain moment.
That's exactly right, sister.
That's what the Amen
says.
Yes,
he do. And he has the power to stop us when he know we done gone beyond our limit.
That's right.
I appreciate everyone who listened to the show. And inshallah, I wish we had a meeting place so we can all get together. And, you know, spread the word.
Inshallah, one day we will.
That's
inshallah.
Right. And we want to thank you again so much for coming on. We appreciate you, too. As I was listening to the our discussion today is faith and belief in the unseen. And I was reading Quran yesterday, and I wrote down a came across some areas, and I was also looking at some comments about the world on the computer. You know, Facebook, I find a lot out because I have the people from science and people from history and all come on my Facebook page and give comments, post comments. So it's a learning experience for me, actually. And one of the things that I wrote down was about the problem today is that the problem today is as quoted from the Quran and can also be found in the Bible. Satan has made the deeds of a people seem pleasing to their eyes and has kept them away from the path. So they receive no guidance and they see themselves as doing no wrong and actually believe that the wrong that they're doing is good. But this is the word, David. They tend that evil spirit, that evil intelligence and affects the people.
Something
is made wrong seem to be right and right appear to be wrong. Satan or the evil system that rules over has deliberately kept the people away from the true path of God by deceiving them with lies and deception and giving them false gods to worship so that they should not worship their true God who brings to light what is hidden, the heavens, but it's hidden in the heavens and in the earth. This is why we find people. I see my time really flies when you are having a good time, enjoying yourself. My name is Shahid Shabazz. We have now just 90 seconds. If you would like to close out this time with prayer.
Yes, inshallah, through the will of Allah, close out with the prayer that Allah give me. But what I would like to do is my beautiful sister out of New York City, because I do love her spirit so much, and the magnetism that her spirit just like electricity goes out. I would like for her to say a prayer.
Well,
you still
moment,
there? Are you still
have,
there? She's
I have her on, and we have about 30 seconds, but I had to cut her off on the regular line.
Okay.
And
well,
we
we'll say this.
Time, they're getting ready to cut us off, so if you could just. In these 2 seconds, say something.
Okay, well, if you stop, I'll go ahead on and pray, please. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Oh, what's the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer? Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship. In thine aid we seek, show us the straight way, the will of those on whom thou hast restored thy faith, grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen.
All right. Thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday for the Sunday, weekly Sunday broadcast of Imam Tahir Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We invite you to join us again. Much fun to join everybody, and also invite someone to join along with you. Have a good and blessed day.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.